Jackie here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's rarely I know what we're going to talk about before we start recording, but I knew over the weekend exactly what at least one of the things we'd talk about today was going to be.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Then you paid attention to the news about it too, didn't you?
I did. Then I followed, and I did because it was very intriguing to me.
All right. So before we get into that,
yeah,
hold on. I first want to say thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. Here's something to think about. If you have money sitting in an account that's not making you money, that doesn't make sense. So extra cash that can be set aside for a little bit. You might want to think about looking at the certificates that they have at Centris Federal Credit Union. It could be something to invest in your kids. It could be something to invest for putting away to hit your savings goals later in the year. Whatever the reason, or maybe you just want to talk about some of the options that are out there. There are a whole variety of certificate options. Plan on stopping by any of the numerous locations of Centris Federal Credit Union or give them a call. Of course, their website has tons of information on it. Federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
All right. So the big news was not the Oscars. The big news this weekend was that strategically and somewhat without fanfare, a photo appeared of Kate, the queen-to-be, Catherine, in England for their Mother's Day was this weekend. And so
Am I the only person that didn't know that it was Mother's Day? That's not global Mother's Day, our Mother's Day. Like, I didn't know there were different Mother's Days.
There are different mothers because there are different mothers.
I didn't know. I had no idea. Like, Beth and I talked about it this weekend. She didn't know either. I had no clue. Maybe I'm just
I've seen the royals do it before. I think that might be the only thing. It didn't surprise me. But I don't know that I don't know if you had asked me Friday. I would not. It wouldn't have been top of mind. But yeah, it's something that's like tucked away that I don't use. It didn't shock me. But it surprised me more that it was a picture of her because she's been out of sight since Christmas. And she supposedly returned home the end of January after having her surgery. And it had been announced she's not going to be back in public service, whatever you want to call it, working as a royal until after Easter. So that's the end of March. But they posted a photo with her kids. And supposedly it was taken by William, and posted this lovely picture of her sitting in a chair and a kid on each side and one behind her and smiles all around. And then, and not sleuths, it was not the keyboard warriors out there. It wasn't the people that hate the royals. It was AP, Reuters, those kind of yahoos that noticed there was some discrepancy in the picture. There was something wrong and had been photoshopped. And then they started looking at it closer. And the first thing they noticed was the fact, I guess, apparently there's a discrepancy in the way the sleeve of the daughter's sweater lined up.
I'm going to bring this thing up.
Hold on. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And so they got to looking at how that looked and how it wasn't aligned properly. And there were some other things in the picture. Some areas were blurry next to areas that were sharp. So there were other areas that have been retouched all over the photo. That was probably the most obvious one. But then the other one was the metadata on the picture, which in the story, it was on Instagram, I guess it was, and that it said that Will had taken the picture, William had taken the picture, and they were wherever they were, and he used his phone, whatever. And apparently the metadata is saying, no, it was a SLR camera made by Canon that took the photo, and it wasn't in the place it was stated to be, I think, was the other thing. So there was just all these little discrepancies that didn't need to be, because that was a lot of information that was released that didn't need to be released.
Right.
He didn't need to say William took the picture with his phone.
It's like covering, right. It's like covering it up. It's I don't get it.
Oh no, I wasn't at the blah, blah, blah. Well, nobody even asked you if you were, but now I got to check into it because obviously something's up.
It was so funny because we were going to take the picture at 10:30, but we were late. So we took the picture at 10:45 and then my phone died. Like, dude, just post the picture if it's...
Post the picture.
So, okay, a couple things. What was... Yeah. Was there an issue with her son's finger thing? Like,
yes.
I see him. It's weird that his fingers are crossed that way, but I mean, he's a weird kid. All kids are weird that age. I mean, all kids are weird that age and awkward that age. So I don't, That, to me, that didn't stand out too much. She's not wearing a wedding ring. I did know that. Did notice that.
That was brought up by some of the royal watchers. Let me look here if I've got.
I mean, dude, come on, man. First of all, she said she photoshopped it. She's not very good. I'm not a very good photoshopper.
That was the other thing that she came forward to apologize for editing the photo.
Yeah.
That was then pulled by the news agencies.
Yep.
So that was another, she didn't need to even, like, we thought she did it. What?
Right.
We never even thought she was the one that did the editing.
No. Do I think Kim Kardashian downloaded Canva on her phone and tweaked it? No. I don't think Kate did it either. And the fact that she over apologized and said that her skills aren't very good and I'm just blah blah, like everybody else, I Photoshop. It's like, well, we may run it through a filter, but we don't Photoshop on the daily. People
That's
don't.
Interesting. It is interesting now that they've mentioned that whole thing with the sweater. When you go look at it and zoom in on it, it is really obvious that was photoshopped.
So, and where on the sweater again?
It's her left arm at her wrist, where her wrist is next to her body, and there's just something about the placement and the shadows. It's true. It makes your eye go wonky when you're looking at it. You're like, That's not right.
It almost looks like, if you look at it too long, it almost looks like her hair is blowing in the wind. Like, you can't focus.
Yeah,
it's wonky.
And the kid's fingers. Yeah, he's just got his fingers crossed for whatever reason. I don't know why he would do that, but apparently
What are you and your peeps thinking? Are you thinking that there's trouble in paradise? Like, they're separated, they're divorced, that... I mean...
There's so many... It's crazy town. When people get to talking about, because a lot of people just don't know what to say because there's been nothing put out there. Nothing. Like, having this picture drop was such a shocker. Because nobody really was expecting to see anything, but it's just that there's been so much talk for 2 months. I think that they felt pressured.
Yeah.
And they should have put anything out. I think they should have just let people stew.
Yeah.
If she truly is just recovering from something, it's, you know, then just stick with what you told everybody it'd be after Easter. So just hang with it.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. And if you're going to post a picture for Mother's Day, post a quote card. Happy Mother's Day. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't need to fake it and post a picture of her. Maybe people might say, where's a picture of you and the kids? Well, you don't have to post a picture.
You don't have to, unless your name's Megan.
Megan does. She
does need to post a picture with her kids because she never has.
Yeah. Right. Very good point.
There. And I don't know if we talked about that. The pictures that she had of the birthday party at Frogmore. In the backyard, that those pictures have been positively proven to have not happened in England. They were in the backyard in California because it's the same lawn furniture. And there was a quote in one of their interviews, either in the trial or something that came out recently, where they have stated that the kids had not, the daughter in particular, had never been in London, never been to England. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and supposedly that's where that picture took place. And it's like, but yet there's been no, for being the way she is, and there hasn't been one photo of them just sitting together as a family picture. Whereas then you have Kate throwing one out there that's heavily edited.
Yeah.
I don't even say heavily, but it is definitely photoshopped. And she says that she likes to kind of play around with Photoshop a little bit and editing. And
no, what you don't. Really? You're working off your 3-day or your 3-day free trial of Pixel Cut? Give me a break. You don't do that.
But you're right about the ring. That is the weird thing, because then there's another picture of her that was posted also, and she does have on the ring, and it's either the Princess Diana ring or one like it that she wears, but for whatever reason, who knows? I don't know.
It is super weird.
Yeah. And what was the other? There's another white line in the background, apparently, that's near. Let me look here. Was that? So AP issued a kill notification, which is an alert to journalists that after closer inspection, it appears that the source has manipulated the image. Charlotte's left hand was the main one, and then Prince Louis's shoulder, as well as a jagged white line in the background near his knee. Those were just some of the things that they, there is. I didn't see that before. I just pulled that one up.
I mean, these people are the freaking royals, man. Someone that works on a yacht on Below Deck has more PR reps than these guys do. They have to go, stuff that they do has to go through multiple levels of approval before it gets posted. They get to do anything. And these guys, supposedly she's just posting a picture that she edited on Pixel Cut. I don't know. Shut up.
I don't think she did. I don't know. I don't know what the, but it's causing more trouble than it was meant.
Yes.
To solve.
Yes. It's like watching somebody trying to walk upstairs and they fall every three stairs and you're like, dude, just don't go upstairs. Because they can't get out of their own way. All of them.
Yep. Yeah, that's the real issue, I think. And it was totally not on anybody's radar going into the weekend. They wouldn't have gotten. You got two more weeks.
Yeah.
You're back to regular duties. So why not just roll with it?
Yep.
I don't know. It's crazy. Local story. I got to grab this real quick because this one just made me laugh. Because I'm like, you didn't think you were going to get away with this. There was a story about a woman in Lincoln who apparently took advantage of a glitch at a gas station. And she, over the course of like a year, less than a year, $27,000 of free gas.
What? Yeah. Like, how are you not going to get busted? Give me a break.
This is something else. As a gas station in Lincoln, that this woman, her name is Dawn. Dawn's 45, and she's been charged with a count of theft by unlawful taking. And the police say that she exploited a gas pump, and it was because of a rewards program. So what the deal is they had in November of 22, there was an update at Pump and Pantry at West Owen Sun Valley Boulevard is the one in particular, but somehow it left the reward card. There was a vulnerability where if you swiped it twice, you get free gas.
Huh.
And she figured it out. So it must have happened by accident the first time. Like, right, she swiped it, didn't think she did, and swiped it again, and it was free, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
And so you swipe it twice, and it goes into demo mode.
Wow.
So you get free gas. And they didn't catch it for a while. It was from November of 22 to June of 23, so about 7-8 months. And in those 8 months, that card of hers was used 510 times. Because she was selling the card to people.
That's to use it. And see, people can't just keep a good thing to themselves and potentially have free gas for the rest of your life. You have to get greedy and sell it to other people. And now you're going to go to jail probably.
Right. Right. If she had just filled the tank up once a month.
Yeah. I mean,
they would have been, what is going, why are we losing $82 a month? Why are we losing $60 a month? You know what I mean? It would have been part of.
Yeah, and then you get busted in a year or whatever if that happens. Like, oh, I thought it was part of the plan, free gas for my card, whatever. I'm sorry, I'll pay back or I'll get a fine or whatever. Man. Yeah.
Yes. So insane. The one woman in particular, they said that the woman would pay her for using the card. This was one woman in particular, and police think that she paid about $500 to $700 to this Dawn for about 10 uses. So she was.
How big was her tank? Like, so, that's not that big of a savings to risk.
Well, because they were filling gas cans, they were filling multiple vehicles.
Oh, uses. Got it.
Yeah, it was crazy. $27,000 in gas. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of gas.
That's incredible. But yeah, you're right. I mean, if she hadn't shared the information, nobody can ever keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
Nobody would have probably caught on, but they finally noticed this one card was being used so much, and then they started looking into it, and that's when they realized what was going on.
I watched a Dateline this weekend that this guy got busted. I think it was the wife got busted for murdering her husband, murdering her husband, and the cop said she was talking to one person, if she had not said what she said to that one person, she would have gotten away with this. It was almost the perfect crime, except she couldn't keep it to herself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just human nature, though. That's just, it really is. It's really, because typically the people that are going to do something like that think they're smarter than everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
And they have to make sure they get credit for it. Like, they got to just, like, there's got to be a pat on the back. There's got to be a, oh my God, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's crazy. All right. What else do we have here? Oh, there was another short story. It was a leftover from the Kansas City Super Bowl from the playoff game when it was 900 degrees below zero. that there have been several people who had amputations that attended the game.
I heard about that yesterday. Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation because you need to know going into 2024, kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
So there was and when I say several, there was a little over a dozen total that were during that whole cold snap, but the majority of them were from that game. And there was a piece in that article, let me see if I can find it real quick, that I had to, when I read it, I thought, oh my God, this is terrible. To read this now, it sounds absurd that this game even happened.
And it said, I know, right?
It said the Chiefs fans were permitted to bring heated blankets into the stadium and small pieces of cardboard to place under their feet on the frozen concrete.
I know. I know. I can't believe it happened. And I bet some of these people, I wonder if they have any sort of recourse as far as like a lawsuit to the NFL or to the stadium.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I think on tickets, at least a baseball, on the back, it's a release that if you get hit with a ball or whatever, you can't hold the stadium liable.
You choose to go. I mean, you bought the ticket.
And they were advising people not to go. Like this, the people in the city, whatever, news organizations were advising people not to go. But man, that why would you even do that? As a fan, why would you? I don't like anything enough to do that. Maybe my kids and Beth.
Maybe.
But I'm also a weenie in the cold. So I don't know. Maybe.
It was unbelievably cold. But they said that the typical, and they said most of those that had amputations were fingers and toes, but other frostbites can happen. They didn't go into specifics, but nose, ears, cheeks, chin. Those are the other areas that typically you'll see some kind of amputations or surgeries that happen from frostbite. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I could not believe I saw that. So, anywho, the other story that happened this weekend was the fact that the Oscars happened.
Yeah.
And it's same pitiful self. There were some shining moments, I think, probably a couple handful that were.
Billie Eilish performing was amazing.
Didn't see it.
But it was. But other than that, I mean, just like with every award show, we just have it on while we're blasting tunes and just sitting there talking. And so we didn't really watch. But
didn't watch.
But we were saying some things, and you know, Beth's like, we sound like our parents right now. When, you know, I'm like, I know. But we need to watch more movies because we don't watch movies ever. We default to TV.
Well, and so a lot of these movies just came out too. There's a lot of these. I mean, if you want to watch them, you can watch them online, but they're like $25.
Yeah.
If you want to watch them, because you still have to pay or go to the theater to see them. But yeah, Oppenheimer, you can watch that. That's online, like on Paramount Plus, I think, right now.
And I read last week that part of the strike, that the writer strike or the actor, whatever, is that movies have to be in the theater for, I think it's 30 days, and then they can be streamed online.
It's so silly. It really is. I mean, I get what they're trying to do, but it's so silly. It's like, go ahead and do it online, because if I really want to see the movie, I will pay for it. You know, to watch it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just going to wait. I'm good.
Right. I know. I get actors, writers, whatever, wanting to protect themselves because who knows what's coming with AI. So I understand that. But it's like when businesses, organizations, people don't see that technology is changing and you're trying to fight to stay in the way that you've always done things. Like I saw a post by one of our favorite radio stations in the world that Monday morning. Monday morning, 8 o'clock, big concert announcement. And then I just wanted to be like, or go to the internet right now and you'll know what it is. Like, what?
I bet I can find it before Monday morning.
Oh, God. It just makes me just beat my head against the wall. Like, you've got to be joking. That, come on. Come on.
I know. And things have changed so much. And they're still beating the same drum. And it's just kind of like, guys, you can keep saying it, but it's kind of like what we were talking about with the Royals. You keep saying these things and it's like, why are you yelling that at me? Oh, that's right, because people aren't listening.
Yeah.
Or, oh, that's right, because you want to dissuade them from believing something different. And that's really what it comes out down to, is like, oh, by the way, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wasn't even thinking of it.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Wasn't even on my mind. But the best thing I found out of the, I guess out of the whole Oscars, was a list that came out of all the people that are banned from the Oscars.
Oh.
There are a few. And I did not realize a couple of these were banned. Will Smith famously is banned, right? And mm-hmm. he accepted his punishment after the 22 awards when he slapped Chris Rock at the Academy Awards, right? And that got brought up last night, too. As a matter of fact, I think somebody said, if Robert Downey Jr. wants to Will Smith Jimmy Kimmel, now would be a good time to do it. You know, because Kimmel mm-hmm. was making fun of his drug use in the past.
Yeah.
So if you want to Will Smith him, this would be a good time to go ahead and do that, because I think everybody would give you a pass. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh. So Will Smith still got to go to the Oscars because his name got brought up. So anyway.
And Donald Trump went to the Oscars, too, because his name got brought up a few times as well.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Of course it did. It's just hilarious. So you've got Will Smith, obviously. So he is banned. It's done, and he's accepted his punishment. And okay, that's fine. Harvey whatever. He's of course he's been banned as well. Bill Cosby, banned for life, since he was convicted of sexual assault. Adam Kimmel, and I don't know if he's related to Jimmy, but Adam was banned in 21. He was arrested for assaults on minors. And that these occurred before he made his big step into Hollywood as I think he's a cinematographer or something behind the scenes.
I didn't even know that Jimmy Kimmel had a brother until last week. I was recording with somebody and they mentioned that they had gone out with, who was it? I remember they had gone out. It was part of the interview. They had gone out with Jimmy Kimmel's little brother, and he's really, really tall. And his name is what? Adam? What was his name?
Is that his brother?
Yeah, that's his brother. Really tall guy? Yeah, his brother. Uh-huh. Yes, and I had no clue he had a brother. Now I've heard about him twice in a week.
Okay, now I got to look this up. Unless
it's a different Kimmel, but I know that Jimmy Kimmel has a brother, and he's in the business, and this person that Melissa Rivers was interviewing had gone out with him. And it was funny because he said, I like being with taller guys because they're slimming. She's like, oh, okay. Exactly. I didn't know that. Yeah. So yeah, do some research on that.
Now I'm going to have to look into this, because I thought if he was, it would be in this article, and it's not mentioned is weird also.
Yeah. I mean, how many Kimmels are out there, especially in entertainment?
Roman Polanski, he also, because he left the country, went to France, lifetime ban, even though his name gets brought up all the time and people still applaud for him. Mm-hmm. And there's another man, an older gentleman, he passed away years ago, but apparently he was banned in 2004. He's an actor in The Godfather Part 2 and Part 3. His name is Carmine Caridi. But anyway, apparently he circulated some VHS tapes of future movies to a friend of his, and that was against the law. You remember the FBI has their little thing at the beginning of all the movies that says, you know, copying this or distribution or whatever, infringement lawsuit. He lost and he got banned.
Yeah, that's crazy.
60 VHS tapes. And then Richard Gere was banned in 93 for 20 years because he went off script and talking about Tibet way back when. And then they dropped it, I think, like 10 years afterwards. And he got to come back, and now he's back. He's back in their good grace. He says, if you wait long enough, they'll forget. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. But it's like banning somebody from someplace they really couldn't care less about going.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. that's fine. So it's just weird. It's this weird little string of about 10 people, 8 or 10 people have been banned from the Oscars. And it's funny. It's so random.
Yeah.
It's so random the way that they pick and choose. But yeah, otherwise, no, I didn't really watch any of it. Just kind of like whatever happened to pop up in my timeline when I was scrolling around or doing something. But
yeah, I couldn't. I don't remember who any of the winners, whatever, or just watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of how the weekend went down.
Yeah. But we didn't do anything. So, we groomed some things outside. We did. Oh, there was something kind of weird. So I have a little, a few years ago, remember we gave away those Manscaped lawnmower thingies, 2.0s mm-hmm. or whatever. So I got one. I don't know. It's been over a year since it's out of warranty, but I bought it like last winter, 2 winters ago. And so it's always sitting in our bathroom on the little charger thingy, right? And yesterday morning, it's like 4:15, and I think Beth got up and she's brushing her teeth, and I'm like kind of foggy. I'm like, yo, babe, what are you doing, bro? Are you brushing your teeth? And all of a sudden, the light in the bathroom comes on, and she's like, no, I'm not. Your clippers just turned on by themselves. She was laying in bed, and all of a sudden, she thought I got up. She goes, why is he such a jerk and brushing his teeth with the door open? And no, it turned on by itself, and she couldn't get it to shut off. Finally did, put it back on the little thingy, came back in bed. About 10 minutes later, we're just sitting there. 10 minutes later, bzzz, went back on again. I'm like, oh, crap. So I took it, unplugged it, took it down to the basement, and instantly got online. And it happens. Like the 2.0, a ton of people have said that contact Manscaped. And it just turns on by itself. And one guy's like, the only way I got it to shut off was let it die completely die. And then yeah. from the time that it died, now it never does it again. So I'm letting mine die and I'll recharge it and see.
You just left it on when you left the house today? Yep,
yesterday did. So I just took the little clippies off. So just down in the basement, I had to keep it up to make sure the cats didn't get a hold of it. But yes. It was super, it's just eerie.
That's so weird.
I'm glad that it happened to other people, because I was thinking that we had somebody, a ghost in there trying to shave.
Somebody was trying to contact you.
I don't know. It was weird. Weird, weird, weird.
That's funny. I haven't thought of those things. And that's yeah. interesting. You still have yours on your shelf or uh-huh. on the counter.
Keep it high and tight, you know?
And there you go.
Got to do what I can do.
Oh, my God. All right. So that's, let's see. What's going on this week? Come out to either one of the sports bars. There's stuff going on all week long, just like regular fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Both have the music bingo, Smarty Pines trivia, both locations. So if you haven't been out to Gretna yet, it looks, and who knows, maybe they'll be able to open the doors this week.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's ridiculous how nice. How nice is it supposed to be as we speak today?
76, I think.
70.
Yeah, like mid-70s. I think, yes. I think they said 76. Like,
right.
Yeah, really nice.
Good Lord, that's awesome. Yeah, so who knows? But it's going to be really fun. That patio out there is really cool. And the patio in Gretna is just as cool as the one in La Vista, as a matter of fact. So
it is.
Cool beans. Sweet. So come on out.
All right, you guys. Have a great day. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Helps other people find it. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.